This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz in for Lisa Mullins. Tom Brady is deflecting questions about his history with concussions. In the offseason, his wife, Gisele Bündchen, mentioned on CBS that Brady had a concussion last year and has had concussions in the past, even though that injury has never appeared on Brady's official injury report. Today, Patriots quarterback talked with reporters at Gillette Stadium for the first time since last season. Mike Reese from ESPNBoston.com was the one to first ask Brady about the concussion matter today. He joins us now with more. Hi, Mike.
How are we doing?
We're doing good. Mike, let's start by hearing what you asked Brady and how he responded.
One of the big stories, which I know you're aware of, was when Gisele was on TV and said, like, Tom had a concussion last year.
Yeah.
Is that accurate?
You know, I don't want to get into, you know, things that happened in my past, certainly medical history and so forth. I really don't think that's anybody's business. So, you know, what happened last year and, you know, I'm focused on this year and improving and working on things I need to get better at. So that's how I approach everything. I mean, I'm not sitting here worried about last year or 5 years ago. There's other people that do worry about that, my wife or my parents or my sisters or, you know, people that love me and care about me. But, you know, I do the best I can do to come out and be prepared to play and mentally and physically. And, you know, I give the game everything I can.
So he did not exactly answer the question, and this is not the first time he has avoided directly answering it. Mike, what's your reaction?
Well, I'm not surprised that he didn't answer it. I think the important part was, you know, just that from a journalism perspective, that he was asked about it. It was our first chance to ask him about that since the remarks were made. And I didn't expect him, quite honestly, to confirm or deny it. I expected him to deflect it just as he did.
Mike, does Brady in this situation, as an athlete who's paid millions of dollars a year to play the game, does he have a certain responsibility to address this? You know, he says it's no one's business, but he is one of the faces of the game, and brain injuries are a huge issue, not just in football, but across other sports as well.
I don't think he's certainly obligated to do that, and, you know, they follow the protocols. Like, if Tom Brady feels like he has concussion-based symptoms, you know, he can go to the team, and then he's in a program, and then it is part of the public record. But if he decides not to do that, that's sort of his choice. I don't think there's a right or wrong answer. I think it's one's personal viewpoint on the topic.
Mike, we just heard last week that Boston University researcher Ann McKee has found the degenerative brain disease, CTE, in all but one of the 111 brains of former NFL players she has studied. Brady was asked about that today. Here's what he said.
You know, you're not blind to it as a player. That's why I believe in so much of being proactive with your health. You know, I think when you're a player and, you know, you see other players before you that did things a certain way and what's, you know, transpired with their health or well-being, and then you learn from it. I think that's the things that I've tried to really incorporate in my own life. So I'm confident in what I do. I'm confident in the things that I do and the ways I train. You know, but it's a contact sport, and I think we all understand that.
We have a player here who has almost a fanatical devotion to staying healthy, who has not been shy about sharing what he does to avoid injuries to other parts of his body. Earlier saying, though, that he is not worrying about injuries from a year or 5 years ago that could be potentially debilitating. You know, there's very little in the Tom Brady cookbook or workout regimen that deals with preventing or treating concussions. Does it almost seem like he's trying to avoid this issue?
I think to a degree, you know, he is. And because, like you said, you know, he's talked a lot about how he trains and how he eats. But yes, I would say overall it's fair to say this is a topic that he's going to keep at an arm's length.
Does Brady gain anything by not talking about his own history with concussions?
Well, this goes back to basically sort of the way a lot of teams and players treat injury information. They feel like the less information that's available to opponents, the better for their own team. The way Tom Brady probably looks at it, and it's safe to assume this, is that why would I let an opponent know that I've had X amount of concussions, because the next blow to my head could be the end of my career, and maybe they'd go after my head to try to get me out of the game. So that might be the thinking there when he says he wants to keep that information to himself.
Mike Reese of ESPNBoston.com. Mike, thank you.
Thank you.